Let's whine about life. That's our tagline, everyone. Let's do it. Let's get right into it. This is our podcast. My name's Nicholas Carnazzo.
I'm AJ Cutler.
And we're going to talk about the Pacific Northwest.
We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to whine about it.
We are going to whine about our move out here.
And that's whine with a note H.
And we're going to talk about, we're going to whine about how we moved out here, with the costs associated. Just teach you guys a little bit so you can learn yourselves a little bit of knowledge to get yourselves moved out into this beautiful area. So without further ado, let's get right into it. We are going to talk about moving, specifically to the Pacific Northwest. This is more of a tool to be used in a sense of learning. You know, it's not the greatest, but we're trying. So, without further ado, I say we can get right into it. What do you think?
Yep. Okay.
So, I think to start off, we're just going to start with the underlying costs. Moving out here, I don't think that we thought about a lot of things, because when we first started moving, we had the help of the good old parents. They provided us with a trailer, so you gotta, you know, factor that in, tarps, tie downs, things to haul all of your stuff. I think the underlying costs that people don't think about are what adds up. Especially if you don't have a job right away. We'll talk about jobs a little bit later, but I think what things that need to be thought about are, I'm going to let AJ take over a little bit here just to like list off a few things, but yeah, go ahead.
So some things that we did not think about, cleaning, we didn't really...
Yeah, like the cost of materials and paper towels and Swiffer pads.
And, like, given sometimes the place they're moving into isn't always in need of that, but it's good to keep up on cleaning supplies for sure.
Yeah, and those are things that add up, and you wouldn't really think about it.
Another one is gas. If you're driving and if you have your own vehicle, gas for sure keeps it up, especially when you're driving like a suburban.
We drove a suburban when we moved out here. Quick tip, you guys got to think about U-Hauls. You know, they're expensive, especially if you're moving from a place like Utah to Oregon. They add up. So, you know, possibly think about getting... enlisting the help of your parents, grabbing a Suburban, grabbing a trailer like we did. Hauling all the stuff out by yourself could really save you some money in the long run, but you also have to think about some of the underlying costs that come along with that.
Next one is furniture. We just moved from apartments that we shared with multiple other people that already had furniture. Mm-hmm. So we really only had like a bed and... like, one shelf.
Yeah, we had a stand and to put our TV on.
Then we got to our house and our new room, and it's, like, very spacious, and we're like, wow, it's really empty in here, and we don't have any furniture.
It's nice we have to cram all of our stuff into one small closet, but you also have to understand that, like, an empty room looks really depressing, so...
Why liven it up?
Yeah, liven it up. But yeah, like also even like couches, you got to think about moving couches or if you want to buy a couch when you get there to your destination, here specifically, but yeah.
Nick probably has some, you probably have the next ones.
Oh yeah. Familiar. Luckily we have, beautiful parents who are lending us cars at the moment. Alicia and... has a car that her parents are...
That's me.
That have blessed her with. Myself, I have a car that I'm paying for, and, like, you gotta think about insurance. So if you're moving out here, you gotta switch your insurance over. You gotta register your car in the new state. You gotta get a license in the new state. You have to make sure that you check all of these boxes, because if you don't, then you could be in a lot of trouble in the long run.
Can I also just say, like, banking? Like, if you don't have national banks, this isn't, like, on our list, and I'm going on a tangent, but, like, banking, I had to switch everything over, like, all my addresses and stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully you think of that.
Yeah, it may not be accrued as a cost, but you guys, you should really think about the fact that
this... And, like, switching your address over on everything.
It's definitely time-consuming because you have to make sure that you check all those boxes. And it kind of sucks if you don't move in the long run, so make sure that you got everything planned out. Just like I, you know, spoke about a little bit before, did you have anything else to add on costs that we didn't really think about?
No.
Or the average...
I think we should move on.
The average person wouldn't think about. I think we can segue into... like I said before, if you didn't have a job moving out here, that is something that you really need to think about getting on pretty much the moment that you touch ground. Because we moved to, you know, considering moving to the Gorge. It's a tourist destination. It's a vacation spot. It's a, what would you call it, Alicia? It's a...
I think tourist.
Tourist, a seasonal spot. And you got to really think about finding a job quick. A point that we've kind of come to is pretty much take the first decent offer that you have. Try and score as many interviews as possible.
But also, when you're looking for jobs in another state, you can't just, like, wait for a job to come along and, like, then think about moving out there. What we had to decide is, like, okay, we have this move-out date, and then, like, so you can put, like, your new address on your resumes, because that's something a lot of people don't think about, is that if your address says your old address, like, in Utah, for instance, then, like, it's harder to get a job, because people think that they have to pay, like, relocating fees and stuff like that. So I think that's something that we didn't really think about until...
Later.
Till later.
Yeah. Make sure you change your address. That's one point of that I'm trying, that we're, I think we're, that's a big thing to touch on here is change your address on applications to where you're going to be moving to, because people then recognize that you're in that state. So.
Yeah, and then it also gives yourself, like, a timeline. So you're not just kind of, like, in this middle ground of, oh, I think I'm gonna move here, like, in the next 2 weeks. But if we decided, like, a specific date, and then that way, like, I myself got an interview, like, the day after we moved to Hood River. So it helped out a lot that we had a specific date, because then I could tell employers, like, I'm going to be here at this specific time, and we could kind of plan around that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Luckily for Alicia or for AJ, it was a shorter process. She did very well. You know, you have to make sure that you're impressing people in your interview and don't undersell yourself. But the process takes a while for some. If you're not lucky, me for instance, you have to really prepare yourself for the costs and the time you're going to spend looking for a job. So, one big point of interest here is to make sure that you have money saved. You can't move out here expecting to find a job right away.
Yeah, we kind of, like, had, like, a vacation period. Like, after we moved here, we had, like, 1 or 2 weeks of vacation before, like, our job settled in and, like, before, like, Nick could find a job and things like that. So, also just planning for that time and making sure that... budget, especially for that, because
take a while.
Yeah, it could for sure take more time than you think if you don't have a job set up.
Yeah. Now.
Next.
Yes.
You got it.
Along with going on, like, going through the process of finding a job, you need to think about what it takes to settle into a new place.
Like the social.
Yeah. And, like, doing things like meeting new friends in a new area. Luckily, we were able to move out here with people that we know, so it made it a little bit easier. But
it was for sure like the prime thing.
Like, you really want to meet people, because if you don't, then you find yourself when you go out.
To work and then you come home and watch Netflix and then you go to bed at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I mean, and not to say that that's bad by any means, but like it's good to go out and have things to do. Make sure that you're like checking out new events, that you're going to like the local. I mean, if you're over 21, checking out the bars. We have this thing here in the Gorge, it's called The Ruins, and it's where everyone goes on Tuesday, so that's one thing moving out here, check out The Ruins.
And I feel like music scenes are really nice, especially if they're just like a couple bucks, and so a lot of people are there. Also, you don't really have to like talk to people because there's music, but you can like still be around people and like get drinks, and like it's for sure, like, you can be like, oh, I saw that person here last week, and like talk about it with them.
Be conservative, though, too. Not to say that you should go out and spend a bunch of money or go out or never go out and spend any money, but you have to find ways to limit yourself, because it's one thing I think that we did when we moved here is we spent a lot of money going out. And not to say that it wasn't fun, but we probably could have conserved a little bit better. What do you think? Mm. What? It was enjoyable.
We had fun.
But that's kind of like a segue into like saving money. Because moving to a new place, you want to go and explore all these new things. But you also have to understand that your funds are a little bit limited because you've just expended a lot of money moving to this new area. One of the things that I've touched on, or that I'm going to touch on, is instead of going out, you can invite people over, host a dinner.
Yeah, like barbecues are super easy, because you can just tell people to bring their own burgers, and then you have sides, and honestly, cooking is such like a social thing that it's also good, because then you can, like, have, like, a housewarming if you want, or, like, invite people over to see your place. And it's a very natural thing. It's not, like, a out thing, like.
Yeah, people love coming to barbecues. I love going to barbecues. We've done that, like, a bunch of times with our friends here. Like,
it's, like, really laid back. It's not going to be, like, uptight.
Yeah.
It's like, dinner at a fancy restaurant or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. But if you do decide to go out and you want to save a little bit of money while still being social, have some water. Have a glass of water.
Get hydrated.
Water costs a total of $0. Mm-hmm. And bartenders, as much as they don't like making them for you, will give you a glass of water with a nice pile of ice.
Lemon wedge.
Yeah. And it's a good way to have a drink in your hand while still being social.
And you can tell people it's vodka. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
If you're over 21.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it's still a social. I mean, there's something to be said about social drinking, because you're out with your friends, you're having a good time, but you also have a drink in your hand. Also, quick tip, prevents hangovers the next day, because you're keeping water in your system, or at least it helps. I'm no expert.
Something else that's really easy in this area that's, I mean, I'm sure you could really do in any area, but it's, like, just do things that, like, it just requires you and your time. Like, you just can do things like hiking or finding camping spots. Something that's really easy here is like swimming.
Yeah, there's a good rope swing that we go to. We'll touch on that in our blogs. There is some really good hikes up towards Mount Hood. Some things you guys could check out moving out here would be like Little Hawaii. We touch on that in one of our blogs. If you're into skiing, Mount Hood's pretty much open till August.
Still not free, though.
It's not free, correct, but if you want to just walk up and play in the snow, that's also totally like free.
$60 as long as you're measured out, you know?
Some good hikes, Panther Creek Falls, beautiful waterfall. What is another good one we go to? Shoot, the name escapes me. But there's tons of local hikes, and all you have to do is literally search on the internet or visit our blog. You know, knack for adventure. We honestly touch on some really cool hikes that we've done, and you guys would really enjoy it moving out here because it gets you out, you enjoy the beautiful nature, part of the reason why I'm assuming you moved out here.
That's also a good way to meet people, too.
Yeah, though. Meet people on the trail.
Because then obviously they're doing like the same, like similar things, and they're kind of out already. You know?
Water sports are a huge thing here. Some of the cheaper things to do would possibly be taking like a kiteboarding lesson. This is like one of the best places in the world to kiteboard. You would never know. I didn't know, but apparently people love it here. Water sports are huge. Go out for a swim. You know, it's free. Columbia River. Disclaimer. Well,
so it's hot. It's hot. Might as well jump in.
Yeah, disclaimer. Columbia free River shower. Is not like the most clean river, but it does the job.
I mean the mountain spring water. If you go up there, it's kind of chilly, but works out.
We touch on all of these things in our blogs.
Yeah, you've mentioned that like 17 times.
I'm trying just to bring
shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plugs. Visit our website, www.wordpress.naturaladventure.com.
WordPress, we need to change that.
Yeah, we do. But it does the job. Just like going on a free hike does the job out here. Get your budget together, figure out your expenses, and just do it. That's what we did.
Yeah, I feel like that's the biggest thing is just making sure that you commit to it and you do it.
Take the leap. It's worth it. 100%.
I think that's enough motivational talk.
Yeah.
We have some questions using the handy dandy Instagram question tool.
Yes.
And
from our loving viewers who are listening to our first podcast.
My followers, not X.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. So, one of them is from vegan.brooke, and she's asking, like, where are the best places to go for free?
Good question. So, I would say my top one is the Klickitat Rope Swing. It's on the Washington side, so if you're living in Hood River, you got to pay $2 to get across the bridge. But 100% worth it, because if you turn right and drive about 3 miles down the road, you'll find the Klickitat River.
For sure more than that.
For sure more than 3 miles. find our blog post on it. We'll explain it in more detail. But it is a rope swing underneath the bridge, the Klickitat Bridge, and it's freaking sick because you can swing it and jump into the river and cool off on hot days.
I think my favorite place to go for free is the Mosier Falls. It's like a little swimming hole, maybe like 7 miles from Hood River.
Yeah.
And there's like literally it's just straight down I-84, or you can also bike to it on the old highway or walk to it or whatever. But it's just like a very small hike. Goes right to this little oasis. It's got a falls and swimming pool. It's pretty popular, especially when it's hot. So I'd for sure go on
a
Monday or Tuesday. Thank you, Vegan Brooke, for that. And the next one we have is from Ash Delinsky on Instagram, and she is wondering what our favorite Oregon hike has been so far. That's a very good question. There's a lot of good hikes that we've gone to. And I think one of my favorites has been Falls Creek Falls.
It's beautiful.
Not because of its very obvious name, but also because it's like a really fast hike. It's literally like 45 minutes. And you hike to this beautiful falls.
It's freaking huge.
This is from the creek, Falls Creek Falls.
Yeah, it's from the Falls Creek. But it's like, it's a super sick waterfall.
Yeah, and I like how close it is and like how small of a hike it is. And then also you go like over these two cool bridges. And it's very accessible, but also like, it's not underrated at all.
That one is on the Washington side as well. It's a little bit towards Stevenson. You can find more information in our blog post, again. But I think my favorite hike is going to be the Green Spot, again, on the Washington side. We do, I mean, not to say that the Oregon side isn't great. Right now there is a fire that has shut down a lot of the beautiful areas, unfortunately. So we kind of resorted to heading over to the Washington, to the state of good old Washington, to find some really cool spots. My favorite spot over there, or hike that we've gone on, is called the Green Spot. It's really local. Those secrets are going to be, you know, going to have to keep on the down low. But if you find a local community that's willing to take you up there, definitely do it. I don't think it's my spot as a recently moved resident to expose the deep dark secrets of this beautiful place. So if someone happens to mention it, definitely take them up on it.
And the next question is from, let's find it. Okay, it's from Benjamin
Moisson.
And he is wondering the difference between lifestyles / adventures in Utah versus Oregon. And I think my biggest thing is that it's just a completely different landscape. In Utah, like northern Utah, we're used to like forests and things. But like southern Utah is for sure like the exact opposite of Oregon and Washington, because it's mostly like red rock and desert. And then Oregon, you come here and it's like totally different. It's like trees and...
If you think like
rivers,
the national,
and waterfalls.
If you think the national forests in like Utah and Idaho are thick, you should take a gander here in the Oregon side, because it is literally all trees. You could cut down a billion trees and still have...
Don't cut them down.
Yeah, don't cut down trees. Bad. But it's crazy how many amount of, like, the trees that are here.
Also, it's funny because people are like, oh my gosh, it's so dry here in Oregon and Portland and Hood River. And I'm like,
You don't know dry heat, peeps.
Compared to like Idaho and Utah, Oregon is like feels
pretty
very humid.
But
so
not only is it a nature thing, but it's also like the people. Hood River is like a really touristy spot. It's definitely a vacation spot. But in order for people to live here, it takes usually like the older folks that you see living here, like there's a lot of big houses and nice things, but there's also like people that are just kind of chilling, living like we're living with a few different roommates and like making it work.
And I feel like sorry if I interrupt you, but like when we first came here, we like kept meeting people like from Utah or like that lived in other places during the year, like they weren't from here. And so I think a lot of people gravitate towards like Portland area and Hood River area that aren't originally from here.
Yeah, especially just for the summer even. Like this is a seasonal place. So sometimes you're able to find work that's seasonal, but also that helps you meet people as well, because that's the, I mean, people just gravitate towards here, as far as being here for vacation or just spending their summers here. We just want to thank Ben for that question. Ben's been a really good friend of ours, and he's also an awesome photographer. Check out his Instagram at Benjamin Moisson. for some sick content.
And he's captured some good, like, hikes and stuff of ours. So
yeah, definitely. Oh, so moving on to the next one, we actually have another great friend of ours that has been pretty freaking sweet in our migration to Oregon. She's shown us a really good time, and her name is Ellie. So, AJ, go ahead and read off her question.
How has Oregon changed your daily living habits and interests compared to Utah? And I think one thing is that we didn't realize, like, how big water sports are here. We were like, oh, sweet, like, Mount Hood, like, we can ski year-round, this is sweet. But then when we got here, we didn't realize that, like windsurfing is big and supping is big and kiteboarding is, like, huge
here. Yeah, I mean, I work for a water sports dealer. Like, that's, like, what people do here in the summer is water sports. So it was kind of a shock for me because I love skiing. If I could ski year-round, I would. It's part of the reason I moved out here. Unfortunately, I got busy with work. And that's one thing that you'll find moving out here is once you find a job, it is you still have tons of time to play, but you have to prioritize making yourself a little bit of money so you can use that money to play around. But I'm just saying,
let me just work the whole time and not play.
No, like, I work Monday through Friday, and, you know, I'm able to play on the weekends, but some other schedules aren't like that. So you have to make it work. Like, you have to find time to hang out with your friends a while also making yourself enough money to be able to afford to do things here. But,
and side note, I think a big thing about Ellie's question is, especially, like, scheduling around work and finding, like, small things to do, like, before, after work. So, like, finding close places, like I mentioned earlier before, like the Mosher Falls, and going to the, like, after work or something, like, yeah, at 4, and doing that, like, for just a couple hours.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to do something big every single day because you just moved out here, because you'll get burned out. Like, find something to do and plan it out. Like, make sure that you got a day off with your buds and go out and explore a new area, or just do it by yourself. Like, there's no shame in going out and exploring new places by yourself.
I've,
like,
done that so much.
Like, unfortunately, it might be the case, but, like, it's still super awesome.
Use the self-timer a couple times.
Yeah, like, and don't feel like if you don't go out and do something every day that you're wasting the day away, too. It's not like you're, it's the same thing, you're just living. It's the same thing you were doing in the place you moved from. But you just are in a new area. You get to explore new things. Pace yourself. Make sure that you really take it in. But
I think that does it for questions. Yeah. If you have any questions, definitely DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, AJ Cutler.
No.
That Mountain Mermaid.
Mountain Mermaid_. And then at Karnaz.
Yeah, 3 Z's. That's going to do it, I think, for the podcast this afternoon. We appreciate you guys listening. We hope it's been helpful in your motivation to move out here.
That's or just our goal. To any place.
Yeah. I think that, you know, the Pacific Northwest is really, like, what we're trying to target here. But move out here. Do it. Experience what we've experienced because it's freaking sweet and you won't regret it. If you have any questions, feel free to email us or DM us, like AJ said. Other than that, peace out, everyone.
Peace out. Thanks for listening. If you want a visual representation of our life in the Pacific Northwest, the Tetons, and beyond, head to Instagram and search #NACForAdventure. That's NAC for adventure. Grab travel tips, get adventure inspiration, and learn more about us at knackforadventure.com. If you have topic ideas or just want to whine about life with us, use the contact portal on our website. Catch you later!